Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve today. And I've got Chris Williams to my right.
Yes.
Dr. Sherry Keffer to my left.
Hey.
And
good to be with you guys.
It's really good to be with you guys. You know, it's July. It's the middle of July. And I got to thinking how fast the year goes. But I wanted to hear from you. What are some summer memories or summer things that appeal to you that you look forward to every year?
Well, growing up, I always loved sports camps. And basketball camps, and you used to travel different places or universities to go to them. And those were always fun times with my friends. But I just love the sunlight in the evenings. So what I look forward to now is playing with my boys until 8 o'clock at night in the front yard, in the backyard, being outside, going on walks. It's just enjoying the people I love the most a little bit longer in the daytime, in the great outdoors.
That's a good memory. How about you, Sherry?
So what comes to my mind is when I was a little girl, I had tadpoles. I would go to the lake. We lived across from the lake. I would collect tadpoles and watch them turn into frogs.
Yeah.
I would also find monarch butterflies that have cocooned themselves, and I had a red wagon, and I'd put them in there and watch them, you know, come out, or watch the shell. I usually didn't see them come
out. That's like the cutest picture I can possibly imagine.
I love. And then we would catch fireflies at night.
Oh, that's
I grew up in Michigan, so you Michiganders will kind of know all that. But I think it's nature. I love summer and getting outdoors and just celebrating all of life. There's so many good things in nature, and it's not a device. It's not a video game. It is real, and it's so good for our bodies and brains and hearts to be out there playing. So
I just thought the greatest app is God's creation, right?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, for me, the growing up years, it was summer, it was baseball.
Yeah.
Every day I was with my friends down at the schoolyard playing baseball every day.
Yeah.
And that's one of my fondest memories.
I love it.
Yeah, and then I got to do some of that with my own boys as they were growing up. But today, I think one of my fondest things about summer is morning. I'm a morning person. I love the morning. I love the sunrise. Although I got to tell you, the birds are louder this year than usual. I love the sounds of the birds in the morning, but we have to shut our windows, and I'm ready to shoot those things.
Like, stop waking me up.
Yeah, stop. I don't need it anymore. But it just hit me all of a sudden for some reason that it's middle of summer already. You know, Steve always says it's 4th of July and Christmas. You know, it just seems to snap and it's quick on.
It does.
Yeah. And it so does. We need to take it one day at a time, enjoy it, and just, you know, I love that. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it.
That's so good. Good reminder.
Okay, we're going to take calls after the break. But before the break, I wanted to remind folks that New Life is a nonprofit. We depend upon your support. We like to not take all kinds of time during the program to do it, so I'll do a little bit of it right now, maybe talk about it once again in this program. If you make a gift this month, we have a unique thank you gift. And that is a CD, and it has 12 videos from our Club New Life library to give you non-Club New Lifers a taste. These videos will minister to you. We have topics like the Comfort Circle with Mylon and Kay. Steve did challenges to intimacy and marriage. We have Chris talking on principles of addiction. Sherry's talking on the Triune Council of God. Alice Benton, what to do with conflict. Dave Stoop, when someone you love is addicted. Shelley Martinkus on protecting our children from exposure to porn, and more. But that's what you'll get when you make a gift this month. So please make a gift. Call us, 800-NEW-LIFE. You can go online to newlife.com, make a gift, and we'll appreciate it. Come back to calls right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And I was corrected. I need to make a retraction. The gift is not a CD, it's a DVD. So you get to see the videos, not just listen
not just
to
hear them.
Yeah. Okay. And Chris just said something that I just wanted to point out. When we look at the call screen board, we see someone from Omaha, someone from Washington, D.C., someone from Houston, someone from Cincinnati was just there a minute ago. It's just kind of fun to see that New Life is affecting and reaching and touching people.
It's something that I always include on my notes is that I'm writing down where they're from.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the most important things is we can feel so alone oftentimes, but when we hear other people from other backgrounds and other experiences in other parts of the country, we realize, the human condition and the problems that exist within it are common to man.
Yeah. So true.
And the whole counsel of God has something to say to it.
Yep. Well, we're going to let the whole counsel of God, meaning Sherry and Chris, talk to Bonnie. And let's see how we can help Bonnie from Omaha, Nebraska, listens on KJLT. Hi, Bonnie. How can we help you today?
Hi. I had a question, and I wanted to know how I could restore a relationship with my adult daughter. She has been rather willful through all of her teenage years and into her mid-20s, and would choose to be in relationship with men that usually didn't end well, and someone would end up going, and moving her to another place or whatever. And just this last time, we actually had to travel out of state and bring her back. She didn't have any resources. But then shortly after that, she chose to be with another man and to come and get her things. And it just has been very difficult. And sometimes my husband and I don't see eye to eye on how to proceed with her. And I think to me, it's always been her way of, trying to divide us. And right now I feel like she's succeeded because now she won't have anything to do with me, but yet she will with my husband.
How old is she now?
She's 30.
Okay. And so she's not living with you right now, right?
No, she's not living at our home anymore. But it's just been, I just don't see any change in her. In terms of maybe appreciating what's been done for her to help her out in those situations. And so she just continues in that pattern. But
so if you had to ask a question, what would the question be?
Well, how do I restore a relationship with her? How do I? I tried to go to counseling when she was here, but she wouldn't do that. I mean, so, you know, to try to figure out what it is that upsets her that I do, or, you know, to try and restore something there, and she didn't want to do that.
Sherry, what do you think?
So,
you know, I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm on a three-way highway. My mind is driving down three lanes right next to each other, and I'm trying to decipher what might be going on. I'm one of the lanes is wondering if she's had untreated bipolar disorder all her life. Because you talked about her being kind of willful or having kind of these patterns early on. And so I wondered about mm-hmm. that. I also wondered about sexual abuse because she seems to have been looking for love in places with other men. And whether she was sexually abused and you don't know about it, or whether she didn't have a close relationship with her dad or wherever that's came from, she's trying to seek it out in men.
Mm-hmm. And she is very close to her dad.
Okay.
They have had we've had a good intact family, the expanded family have all been very supportive. She lived with my sister for a while, and she helped her out, and, you know, when she
did
was
you,
trying to...
Did you always feel kind of on the outside with her? Like you couldn't break in?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have. Because, and we've talked about it some, you know, because for a while there, I was kind of the one that did more of the discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so...
So it hurts. It hurts. So I worked with a mom at one point who had a daughter who had untreated bipolar disorder. When she came into the world, this little girl was harder for her to comfort. There was just some things that she came out of the chute and she just seemed like she couldn't really be held well. But because of that, the mom reacted to that. And the mom started developing some resistance to comforting her. And so there was this early onset of disconnect in both of them that ended up being there for a number of years. And it was kind of confusing. It was confusing to the mom. It was confusing to the daughter because the daughter just didn't feel loved well. But it was confusing to the mom because she's like, she's close to my husband. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't she like me? What do you think about that?
Well, I've never even considered that as a possibility. I sometimes think that, you know, when trying to relate to my husband about, like when she came back and lived with us, I thought we should definitely have established some parameters on what we expected as an adult coming back, because she worked very hard, but she never contributed any word to the household, and I found it very frustrating.
Right, but do you hear the rules? There's still these rules that are being placed down, even as an adult. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be guidelines, but that tends to be what you do, is go to that place of discipline, and it's not warm. She can't attach to it.
Yeah. And so, Bonnie, what I hear underneath that is that there is resentment in the relationship, that your daughter is not who you want her to be, and I think that there's some resentment on you towards her, and she doesn't feel accepted by you, and so she's carrying a lot of resentment towards you. So that relationship is not going to be close because your daughter refuses to be formed into your image or your image for her. But she's still looking for acceptance. It's obvious that your daughter is just craving acceptance. And unfortunately, she'll go to the lowest common denominator to find it. And I'm not saying that acceptance is without boundaries. Of course, there's boundaries to keep things safe and in order. But it starts with is that your daughter is who she is, and she so desperately wants to be understood for who she is, not who you want her to be. And it starts there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that there's usually when that happens, as Sherry was alluding to, is that when our children show dangerous behavior or they don't connect with us, we tend to go in on ourselves too. Like, there's something wrong with me. But what we don't do is address what is wrong with me. We go, hey, if when my daughter or son or my child behaves differently, then I'm okay.
So what's Bonnie's first step?
Bonnie, your first step is the road of acceptance. What inside of you are you not accepting about you? And what inside of your daughter are you not accepting about her? In the recovery community, it's starting with this thing called the Serenity Prayer. You know, grant me the peace of mind, the serenity to accept what I cannot change. You cannot change your daughter. And so the best solution to that is accept. But then to the courage to change the things that I can, which is me. That's the only thing I can change. So how I'm relating to my daughter has to change and shift. And if rules haven't worked, I'm going to have to try something else.
Right.
And usually that's
what does that look like? How do I? Because I have apologized, you know, before and said, you know, if there's to try and figure out if there's something that I've done that doesn't, you know, set well with you, or but how do I go back and how do I get that?
Well, it's going to take it's going to take time. So you got to put time on your side. But start talking to her about your internal world or your story. Tell her your story. Tell her, like, let her in bit by bit, piece by piece, more about who you are.
Because she probably sees you as a perfect person that can't accept her in her brokenness. Right? She can't even explain her own brokenness right now. Right? She's still acting out. So mm-hmm. I've got this mom that expects me to be this certain way. And I can't relate to my mom. My mom doesn't know what it feels like to really be in pain. I think, you know, the book Living and Loving with Someone with Bipolar, I'm just taking a hunch on it.
Understanding and Loving. Yeah.
Understanding and Loving with Someone with Bipolar, it's changing the paradigm here. Instead of making her a bad person, it's saying she's got some behaviors that are harmful to her. And how can you all understand what might be going on and reach out to her instead of judging her for that and trying to get her into help, but it's a different way of looking at the relationship.
Well, and if I can give sort of just a saying, is that your daughter is not a project that needs to be fixed. She's a person that needs it to be in relationship. And so if you're going to err on the side of connection and relationship. Because she's 30. She's going to make her own decisions regardless.
Yeah. And it can be so hard to be a parent with a child that's acting out early on.
Yeah.
Because you see that they're doing harmful things. You want to stop it. You want to fix it because you love them. So there is this balance that has to come into your relationship with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Bonnie, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
We'll get that book sent to you. Okay? All righty. Before we go and speak with Liz, I just wanted to remind folks that we have an intimacy and marriage workshop coming up next week. It starts a week from tomorrow. It is in Dallas. July 20th. Yeah, in Washington D.C. And it is not too late to sign up. It is an incredible workshop. We deal with men and women quite often and try to help them understand what they're doing wrong and to stop it and to get their life back together. And this workshop is really trying to move on to the next step of how to learn to be intimate again, how to do things right and to do it well. And so if you have had, and it doesn't matter, you might be on a course in your marriage where you just think you need an annual checkup and just kind of tune things up a little bit, this is a good workshop for you. You maybe have been separated or thinking of filing for divorce or have a restraining order against your spouse. This workshop can help you. We've had both ends and both sides of the spectrum, and it's a workshop that can help. So give us a call, 800-NEW-LIFE, and ask about our intimacy and marriage workshop. There's another one in Dallas coming up in September, but this July one is right now, and this is what would really help you.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that to qualify for this, you need to be married.
That's it.
Or even planning to be married. We've had those situations as well, right?
We would love to have an engaged group come to this, but we need four couples to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Or three minimum. So if you're engaged to be married and you think you could recruit two other couples of your friends that are engaged to be married.
Or if you're listening to the show right now, you're like, I don't want to do this. Just call and get on the list.
Exactly. And I just want to plug it from a person. Out of all of the things that Ember and I have done, my wife and I have done in marriage, this has been the most effective, the most life-giving, the most restorative.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So you're listening to New Life Live. We're going to come back after the break and we'll take another call. We're going to talk to Liz. I want to remind you that New Life depends upon your support. We need six Club New Life members each and every day we're on the air, and we're asking you, be one of the six, please. And if you be one of the seven, that'd be even better. So give us a call. We'll be back after this, and we'll keep this thing going.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we're going to go right to the phones, and we're going to talk to Liz. Liz lives in Washington, D.C., listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Liz. How can we help you?
Hi. Okay, so I have a bit of an unconventional question for you all.
Well, those are the kind that are more conventional than you think. So go ahead and throw it at us.
So I'm 17, and I've been talking to some of my friends lately. And one day, in just the spur of a moment, I bought a toy. And basically, my question is about whether it's okay for girls specifically, but girls and boys to, how do you say, pleasure themselves, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And the reason I'm asking this question, because I feel very conflicted. And as soon as I did it, right afterwards, I wanted to return it. And the people said the only way I can return it is if I don't open the box. And so this box is coming, and I've been sitting thinking, if I even open it to look at it, then it's done. And so there's one part of me that's kind of saying, you're a feminist. So girls should be able to do the same things guys do, and it's always accepted, it's accepted for, and normalized for guys to do it, so girls should be able to. But then there's another part of me that is kind of saying, that's like you're lusting and you're like falling into temptation and all types of things like that.
Well,
so
the other thing, Liz, is because
Liz,
because it's accepted and normalized by guys doesn't mean it's right. Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but that's the culture accepts and normalizes all kinds of things that aren't right. So that's just a little aside. Mm-hmm. But Chris, I know Chris has some thoughts and Sherry has some thoughts on this. I don't know who to ask first.
Well, I'll jump in. And Liz, I just want you to know, first and foremost, that to want to feel good and to feel pleasure is to be a human being. And so I want you to know that that actually God has placed those things within us. And yet there's also a healthy way in which those things are expressed. And to want to be, I want to speak to this, you know, there's a lot of desire in us to be liberated. It, you know, part of the feminist movement is to be liberated. But you have to know what you're liberated from and what you're liberated to. And so this idea that I want to be liberated from the constraints of cultural constraints of being a woman into the freedom of being a man in our culture, let me tell you, as a man in our culture, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. Okay? So be careful what you're liberated into. But what God has is us liberated into worshiping and serving and loving Him. And this is the cycle throughout Scripture over and over and over and over again. And I just want to bring clarity to that, is that, yes, we're leaving the pharaohs of this world behind so that it was told to Moses, I'm going to free my people so that they may serve me here. They're free from the slavery of sin or the slavery of Pharaoh into serving God. The other thing I want to – so that's kind of a bigger context. But to get more specific into this issue and to say that, you know, wanting to experience pleasure and to feel good is very human and very natural. But things like pleasuring yourself, masturbation, I say is when you're seeking something like that as a solution to a problem, it is the problem itself, or it becomes the problem itself. So, like, if masturbation becomes a solution to loneliness, then it becomes the problem itself. If it becomes a solution to feeling distressed, overwhelmed, then it becomes the problem itself. And the reason for it is because though it may escape us from our problems in the moment, it never solves the problem themselves.
And that's not just true if it's masturbation. If it was drinking or eating or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything like this, you know, it's like, you know, people ask me as a person who works with a lot of substance-based addictions, like, when is drinking a problem? I'm like, drinking is a problem when it's the solution. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that it actually in the moment works. But because it works to numb or
escape
the problem in the moment, the problem doesn't go away. It still persists. The last thing I'll say here, Liz, is it sounds like your conscience is telling you something and you have a good conscience, and I would really, really respect that conscience. I wouldn't, yeah. whether it's right or wrong, if it's wrong for you, respect that. And the more that you respect that, you will respect yourself and you will draw strength from that.
You know, I was listening to Chris when he was talking, and I thought, you know, sometimes it's about being accepted. It's how can I be a contemporary 17-year-old if all of my friends are doing this, right? I mean, I'm almost hearing that as part of your dilemma. It's like you're being invited up into sexual freedom, and you're wondering how far to take it, especially since there's some conflict there. And this is the crazy thing, Liz. There is nothing that batteries and plastic can provide that can take the place of the real deal. I mean, think about it. You know, God didn't create Adam and Eve and then give them a vibrator. He mm-hmm. put him in a garden and they were naked. And he, you know, honored their communion with each other, their marriage relationship. And they grow. They grew in intimacy.
Yeah.
And so and then, you know, what happened is there was shame and then they put on clothes. So, you know, I think when we look at sexuality, we have to look at how sacred it is and what is it that I'm giving away.
Liz, hold on. We'll finish up after the break.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking to Liz. And Liz, before we give you a few more thoughts, we just want to hear from you. What do you think of what Chris and Sherry have said?
We were like boasting how brave you are.
Yes.
Like you're saying, she is so
brave. She is great, yeah.
17 like, years old, and there's people that are 20, 30, 40 years old listening to this thinking, wow, I wish I'd asked that.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling.
Yeah,
tell us
I
what
just,
you're thinking.
I just felt like I wanted to get someone else's opinion because I didn't feel like there were a lot of people I would be comfortable talking with, but I felt like anonymously I could come ask.
Aww,
and
awesome.
I'm just gonna send it back, I think.
Okay.
Well, we can appreciate your choice. I was telling the guys behind the scenes here, and I'm not going to expose anything in any particular person, but I've had situations that I've worked with, and one I can think about was a woman who had been using a vibrator for years, and she got married. And in her marriage, she struggled to experience pleasure with her husband alone. They had to kind of incorporate the vibrator into their sexual connection. And because her body had grown used to that certain kind of a stimulation, and anything else felt kind of less than. She wasn't moved to orgasm.
Her body adapted to that as pleasure and couldn't experience something else as pleasure.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that happens every time. I'm just saying, but it is something that can happen biologically. Mm-hmm. And you were talking, Larry, about somebody, a different situation.
Yeah, just the opposite, where a man had to have a porn magazine on the pillow next to his wife in order to propose.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's just heartbreaking because it's really where sexuality goes awry, these pictures, these devices that are being used to try to recreate pleasure. And you're right, Chris, God made us for us to be pleasured in that way.
Yes.
It's kind of like we put the cart in front of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so anyway.
Liz, thank you. You're a courageous young gal. Yeah. We really appreciate that. What can we send Liz? Question. What kind of book could we send
Liz? I don't
know.
I want to send her a hug. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I wish I could just
a fist bump and an atta girl.
Well, I want to ask Liz, how did you come across New Life Live? Have you been listening a long time? Did somebody tell you about it?
Yeah, basically I had looked up some Christian hotlines. And a guy answered, and I was like, can I talk to the lady?
You're so awesome.
That's so cool.
You're awesome. Why not take your life back for her? You know why? Because she's starting to establish her own person.
Yeah.
Right? Irregardless of what the crowd says or doesn't say, we have to run our own life.
Yeah, she's strong. She's a leader. She's smart. Yeah, let's reinforce
she's brave,
that.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, Liz. We'll send you that book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay, bye-bye. Let's go talk to Monique. Monique's in Houston, Texas, listens on KKHT. Hi, Monique. How can we help you today?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have a question, two questions. One on boundaries. This backstory, I'm pregnant right now, and I have a 3-year-old, and I'm living with my kid's father, but we aren't married. We had been in a relationship for about almost 4 years, and he broke up with me at the end of last year. And so now, you know, we had been entertaining, I had been entertaining, and I thought he was entertaining the idea as well of us reconciling our relationship and working on things. But about a month or two ago, it was kind of like, that's not going to happen. He's clearly not happy being with me, and he doesn't want to work on it. And my difficulty now is establishing boundaries with him and keeping them in place and not wavering with the boundaries because I do want to reconcile the relationship. I want to reconcile the relationship, but I don't want to reconcile the relationship. I just want to move on. I don't want to continue to let him into my mental space. And, you know, it's just going to complicate things going forward. So I would like some insight on how to establish boundaries and keep them in place. You know, keeping the dialogue and interaction that we have to a minimum if it's not about our child, our kids, or finances that we're mutually obligated to, then there's nothing really forced to discuss, you know, he'll ask me different things, what I'm doing and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, you know, well, you've moved on, you're interacting with someone else, you know, having the relationship with someone else. So I don't want to continue to give him that. And then my second question is concerning how to deal with, because I feel like I think I don't want to think about it. I don't want to share my kids with his family. I understand that he's there. He's, you know, my kid's dad, and he has to be in their life and things like that. But I don't want to have to share my kids with his family. And, you know, there's just been different things over the years that I've even observed with how they are with our son that's already born now, with things that they allow him to do and, you know, behaviors that they kind of encourage that I don't agree with. And, you know, I don't want them to be able to be in my baby's life. Okay. One that I'm pregnant with now. I don't, you know, want them around.
We got it. Oh, so.
Okay.
Monique, and what's the question for us?
The first question. Yeah, you said.
The first question is about boundaries.
Okay.
What are healthy boundaries and how do I keep them in place and not just give in to him?
Uh-huh. Well, you have a pretty complicated picture here. Is your 3-year-old also with this guy?
Yes.
Okay. So let's set the picture as clearly as we can. He is the father, so he has rights to his children.
Right.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
That's not my issue. I understand that.
Now, what he does with the children, as long as it's not abusive, is up to him. Like, do you guys have a custody agreement?
For our 3-year-old, yes. There's already a custody agreement in place. There isn't a custody agreement in place for the child that I'm carrying right now, but of course that's going to
have to be put into place. And I know those things, you know, from a legal standpoint that I can't say you can't take the boys around these people. I understand that I just need to understand. I need a way to think about it that I have accepting it beyond I have a legal. I can't legally say you can't do it.
Well,
you know, it's an emotional thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're recognizing this as what really well. You're recognizing the need for boundaries, the need to accept a very difficult situation, and how to be okay with him and what he's doing. And I can only imagine, I mean, there's part that you've said, you want to be with him, but he is with somebody else. And so there is a wrestling match inside of you that you're like, I don't like this guy because he doesn't want to be with me and he doesn't want to work on the relationship and be a family and be a unit. And yet there's the other part of you that wants to be with him but also knows it's not healthy. And that part says, I don't want this guy at all. And so you're wrestling yourself.
And I am.
And in that wrestling match, Monique, you need and deserve better than what he can provide you. He's with somebody else. You need someone to choose you and to be with you and to want to be with you. And right now, when your situation, I think, is setting those boundaries, if he wants to know what you're doing, it's none of his business. Or like who you're with or what, you know, it's like he doesn't have that control of your life anymore. If he wants to know what you're doing with your kids, it's a different story. But anything personal to you, you do need those boundaries. Because, again, you need time to discover Monique. You need time to discover what you like, what you don't like, what you feel, what you don't feel. And then that's what you set boundaries around, are the things that you deem valuable, that you deem worthy of being protected. So a lot of times when we just set boundaries for boundaries' sake and don't know why, those boundaries can easily be broken down.
Hey, Monique. My heart hurts to hear your story. You know why? Because I think you're an amazing, beautiful person. And I wonder where along the way you got off track. Like, where along the way did you start wishing and hoping and wondering that sex might win a man's heart? You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm looking at him, and from the beginning, girl, he hasn't chosen you. And you are hoping that maybe by having sex with him, maybe by having a son, that he would turn around. But you know what? He doesn't value you. He doesn't see you as worthy and lovely, worthy of being pursued. He's not cherishing you. But then I start going, but girl, are you cherishing you?
Yeah.
Are you respecting you? Are you loving you?
Monique, hold on. We're going to come back to you right after the break.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things we want you to know about. New Life is returning to Israel March 16th through the 26th of next year. And whether you've been there before or this will be your first time, it's an amazing experience. You'll have the opportunity to be baptized in the Jordan River, see the Garden of Gethsemane, walk through Hezekiah's Tunnel, explore Masada, float in the Dead Sea, and a lot more. And the radio host will be giving talks each day to help you apply God's truth to your life. If you want more information or you want to register, just visit newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. And also, if you're ordering things on Amazon, and who isn't these days, you can help New Life out by using smile.amazon.com and choosing New Life Ministries as your charity of choice. We're the one in Lake Forest, California, by the way. So the next time you're ordering paper towels or some new gadget, you can contribute to reaching hurting people. Larry?
Thank you, Terry. Well, we want to continue talking with Monique. She's in a had a tough life, tough situation. And Sherry, why don't you continue with your talk with her?
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Monique? I mean, I just wondered. I thought, precious heart that she is. I just imagined you not having a dad.
My dad has, kind of been in and out of my life since probably after I was 10 years old, and I haven't had much of a relationship with him.
Yeah, girl.
And so, he was a great dad when I was younger, and I have so many fond memories when I was younger, but, in these, more recent times, for the past over 10 years, he hasn't been there how I needed him to be.
Totally.
Or in a consistent way.
Yep. And it's heartbreaking.
It is. And it's a part of why I've given, in the relationship, I had given him so much leniency and so much leeway and chance so we could, be together and have a family. One of you guys hit it right, the nail on the head. It's very important for me to have a family and my kids to be in the home with both of their biological parents,
sure.
Hopefully. But, if the biological part doesn't matter, I just want my sons to have a good man, in their life to show them, things that they need that I can't offer them as a woman.
Totally get that. And you know what? I can see what you want, and I can see what you're longing for. But this is going to be the challenge for you, my dear. It's going to be the challenge to withhold your sexuality until you have permanency. Until somebody is going to choose you and your little boys and marry you.
Choose you for who you are.
They're going to choose you for who you are and for what you're worth. You're not going to be able to get a man by sex.
Not the man you're looking for.
Yeah. And I know that may be kind of a mind change. It might just be like, I don't even know how to do this, and I don't know that anyone's going to want me. Now I'm a woman with two boys, and I just go, there are men out there, but you're going to have to find one who has integrity, who's a guy who wants to show up for you and your boys. And by giving your body away and hoping that somebody will want you eventually, you are devaluing yourself and you're taking a risk by opening up your kids to a revolving door.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it took me a long time to understand that myself.
Yeah.
But I 100% agree. You know, it's for me to especially have gone through this situation, it's not worth it because, you know, not only did I give my body to this person, but I've given the last 4 years of my life to this person. Yeah.
I hear you, girl.
And, you know, they walk away. You
know? I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Yep. That's what happens when there isn't a boundary called marriage. Right? That's what happens. I mean, that's the first boundary, right? Is you're committing to me, I'm committing to you, we're going to do life together. And so, but where you're at right now, you can actually change that going forward. But it's going to mean you got to set up some boundaries to make sure that the man you are with is going to stay.
Yeah, because I think we get this ideal of like, I want a family, but family are made up of people. So we have to know what makes up an actual healthy, growing family. Mm-hmm. And it's not a warm body. We know that tragically in our culture. Mm-hmm. So you have to gain that clear understanding of what are the characteristics that I want, and also what are the characteristics that I am growing in. What kind of wife do I want to be, and am I growing in those characteristics?
Well, and Sherry, you mentioned that it's a different way of thinking for
her.
It
is a different way.
I want to just point out that our whole ministry is about transformation, and we lean on Romans 12:2, which says that transformation comes from the renewing of your mind or changing the way you think. And so that's part of this, Monique, is changing the way you think. And God says don't conform to the patterns of this world. Paul wrote that in Romans. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we're praying for that for you as well.
You know, I had a great verse, Larry, and it actually came up with Liz. We were talking to Liz, yeah. And then I think about it with Monique as well. And I got to just tell y'all, this verse, I have had to face it in so many times in my life where I have been either gone off the rails or been tempted to go off the rails. But this is the verse that takes me back into the truth is it's 1 Corinthians 10:23. And what it says is very simply, you say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything builds me up. Not everything is constructive.
So
even though all things are lawful, mm-hmm. not all things profit us. Not all things benefit us. And so making choices about what might benefit us, whether it's a vibrator, whether it's, sending it back, or whether it's a marriage and needing to have a commitment mm-hmm. And withholding our sexuality and to mm-hmm. save it with that person. These concepts are not culturally relevant today.
Right.
We're kind of laughed at for these type of stuff, but I'm telling you that there's safety in them.
Yep.
I don't know.
We need to be countercultural. It's just who we are as the fellowship of believers.
Well, and with that, we have the power to create culture. And that's the power that yes. God gave human beings from the very beginning. And that when we create cultures of faithfulness and trust mm-hmm. and deep connection and love and safety, that will be the most compelling message that we have to the world. Mm-hmm. Is that not just that we're holding up to some moral standards. No, the moral standards serve a much, much greater purpose, and it is God's best for us to function in our optimal state.
They protect us from chaos and harm
exactly.
is really what they
Absolutely.
Do. And 'cause
That's
chaos
a great way to put
just
it.
Is so hard. But his principles are good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. And sometimes I have to love people well by giving them truth, and they still get to make choices, right?
Yeah,
we all
absolutely.
Get to do
yeah.
it. But my heart for them is to get out of the chaos,
yeah.
get their kids out of the chaos, get their futures out of the chaos, and get on a path
yeah.
that keeps them safe.
Why don't we send Monique take your life back?
I think it'd be great for her
because yeah.
she's at a really good place, a pivotal point of making some choices for herself and her two boys.
Monique, well, thank you for calling. we're just going to pray you through this, and I hope you'll call us back in the, you know, in the future, in 6 months or in a year, and tell us that things are different and that life is better because you've taken to heart some of the things that we said. This is New Life Live. We love what we do here. We help people find new life, life transformation, based on God's love, His truth, His grace, and it makes all the difference in the world. So we base it on the love and power of Jesus Christ. So we'll see you next
time.
Thanks
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.